welcome to the Red Leaf Card, your home for Canadian soccer news and views. My name is Jacob. Today we're going to be talking about Canada versus the United States in the Women's Gold Cup in the semis, and also Toronto FC in their third match, and also the Canadian teams that got eliminated from the CONCACAF Champions Cup. But first, here's your fixtures rundown. Vancouver Whitecaps winning to San Jose Earthquakes 2-0. And looking at the round of 16 CONCACAF Champions Cup, Philadelphia Union draws with Pachuca with a scoreless match. Herediano beating Robin Hood 2-0. Chivas losing to Club America, with Club America winning 3-0. Alajuelense losing New England 4-0. Houston Dynamo losing to Columbus Crew of 1-0. Orlando City SC draws with Tigres with a scoreless match. FC Cincinnati losing to Monterrey 1-0. Nashville SC draws with Inter Miami 2-2. And that was one of the best matches that CONCACAF Champions Cup had. And looking at in the semifinals of the CONCACAF Women's Cup, Gold Cup, Brazil beats Mexico 3-0. And in the finals, USA will verse Brazil in the finals for the Women's Gold Cup. And looking at Canada versus USA, was final score 2-2, and it went all the way to PKs that USA took over 3-1. And a lot of questionnaires and a lot of reactions to it, that should the match have been postponed because of the weather. And for me, it is the officials to decide, the referees. During the first half, yeah, it was heavy rain into it, and it continued on, and lots of people really didn't like it. They really didn't like this, and lots of people will overreact and say these things. But to be honest, I might agree, I might disagree, but it's all about the players' safety at that point. And yeah, I would agree with that heavy rain might be a factor that should have been not played, but it went on. It's all the situation. But the questionnaire, it was like in the Major League Soccer game, that Real Salt Lake versus LAFC, that it was heavy snow. The whole thing was full of snow there. They still played on, and it didn't get postponed. It was a hilarious part that they continue on playing in the snow. And to me, with that heavy rain, and then later you figure out that, well, it's light rain, the match continued on. Yeah, there's going to be players that are going to complain about losing because of the weather and stuff like that. And yeah, sometimes I agree that it shouldn't have continued on. It should have been postponed because of the weather. And you look at the whole turf. There's a patch that has heavy rain in it. There's like puddles in there. The ball keeps on stopping. Yeah, it was not a good turf to play in. It was not a good match to play in. So But he hats off to Canada for the women's national team. They came back in the second half, and it made them go to PKs. But and it also, I have to give hats to the United States goalkeeper, who did really well in the PKs, scored a goal in the PKs, and Canada was not really was not ready in the PKs. But I have to give hats of Canada coming back in the second half. They did their best, but anything that Canada did really went well. It really went well for them. And USA gets to go to the finals, and they're going to be versing Brazil. And no question about it. And now, and talk about the men's national team. Upcoming match, they get a big country name. Now they're going to be having a friendly. Canada is going to be versing Netherlands, which was announced a week ago. So hats off for the men's national team for that friendly match, and see how it goes for them. And Toronto FC with John Herdman doing really well with Toronto FC. Did they get the right guy? And to be honest, it's doing really well. For the first three matches, did not concede a goal. And right now, it's 2 wins, 1 draw. And they've scored 2 goals and did not allow any goals for the opposing team. But there needs to be, for me, I think, for a team who's right now scoring like 1 goal, it's always going to be for John Herdman. The defensive has to work really well for all the other upcoming games. And John Herdman's now being a spotlight for Toronto FC. He's a big spotlight right now of how Toronto FC is doing. It caps on to him how Toronto FC is doing. All the players did really well. First half, we didn't see anything. And then you see Lorenzo Insigne, beautiful goal that he did. And Lorenzo Insigne, I feel like he's improving. He improved from last season. We didn't see that much in Lorenzo Insigne. We didn't see that much in Bernadeschi. But hearing that from what I am hearing from Inter Miami, Lionel Messi, he's not going to be playing at BMO Field because he's going to be representing Argentina in one of the qualifiers. And it's a big bummer for Toronto FC fans out there that bought tickets to see Inter Miami. And a question, and you're going to be questioning, oh, Luis Suarez, is he going to be representing Uruguay or other players that are big name that we might not see in BMO Field? Yeah, and this is going to be a question. It's really going to be a question for TFC fans that want to see Inter Miami bring in their big name players like Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez. And right now, it's going to be that question for the upcoming matches. So right now, Toronto FC is tied in first with 7 points alongside with New York Red Bulls and Inter Miami. So we have a 14 tie in first place. And right now, it's going to be a great season for Toronto FC if they keep this momentum on. So even looking at the CONCACAF Champions Cup for Major League Soccer teams, right now where we're seeing Nashville and Inter Miami having a great matchup of draws of two goals. Nashville was doing a really good job, and then Inter Miami basically coming back. And right now I'm hearing there was news that Lucas Bignotton, who plays for Nashville SC, his social media, he's getting a lot of hate for almost injuring Lionel Messi. And I looked at that replay about for injury that Lionel Messi almost had, that he was the one who kicked the ball. And as noticed, Lionel Messi was late for basically trying to block for the ball. And it's that moment that, well, you were late on the attempt of defending to block that shot attempt. And it's always going to be that moment. So in the second leg, I hope there's going to be also a great match with Nashville versus Inter Miami. I hope Nashville SC is going to be a big upset if Inter Miami loses. And everyone knows that Inter Miami is one of the favorites to be in the finals. But it's going to be a big one. Philadelphia Union drawing with Pachuca with a scoreless game. Still in question if Philadelphia in the second leg at this point. And Herediano versus Robin Hood might be, which is the Costa Rican team. Moving on to the next round, looks like an easy match for Herediano. And also looking at Club America versus Chivas, feels like it's an over match. If Chivas comes back with four goals, looking really well, I feel like Chivas might make the biggest upset and also a comeback. Alajuelense feels like it's over for them. Four goals aggregate. Houston Dynamo might come back because of only allowing one goal. Second leg, hoping they do the best. Orlando City SC versus Tigres is going to be a good match. It's the Lions and the Tigers. It's going to be a good one for me. I think Orlando City SC versus Tigres is going to be a good game to watch if you want to see who's the decision for the second leg. FC Cincinnati with Monterrey leading 1-0. I think that would also be another upset if Monterrey does not finish it in the second leg. And notice, FC Cincinnati is also a good one for Major League Soccer. I feel like that you're looking at Major League Soccer teams going to be really out there to try to make the next round. But seeing how it goes in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. But look, the Canadian teams that got eliminated, Vancouver Whitecaps, Forge FC, Calgary FC, which I did not feel like that they were ready. I feel like Calgary FC, as noticed, it's their first time being in this competition. But look, they had their first ever CONCACAF Champions Cup goal against a Major League Soccer team. Lots of people like this. This is going to be in the book for history for their first ever goal against a Major League Soccer team. Forge FC, to me, is still more competitive than Calvary, how they performed in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, because it's their second time. Vancouver Whitecaps, to me, wanted to see an upset against Tigres, but as noticed, Vancouver Whitecaps is really, really well. But now you're seeing Vancouver Whitecaps, it was not their time. It was not their time for it, and I feel like it's that moment that people are going to be questioning is the Canadian soccer teams not performing really well. They're not going to be doing really well against other teams, and the other leagues have improved in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Have they improved all their leagues? And it's just questions that if Canada was versus a Costa Rican team or any other Caribbean teams, does that underrate the Canadian teams? But I don't, to be honest, I don't see that. I don't see that. But it's always a step-by-step that to improve on and see how it goes in the future of it. But looking at the Canadian Premier League teams at this point, they're coming at the power rankings right now. How right now I see in the Canadian Premier League, I know what my top three teams, how they're going to be: Forge FC, Calgary FC, Atletico Ottawa is my third team. York United is my fourth team. I feel like York United has improved. York United's ownership has improved everything. They have improved everything. How it went, they've just versed League One Quebec some winners, Saint Laurent, which they're going to be competing in the Canadian Championship. And I feel like if York United was versing Saint Laurent in the Canadian Championship, no question about it, York United would be in the next round. But now the question is fifth spot. Fifth spot is always going to be the hard one, but I feel like Pacific FC is not going to be in it. There's no question there that Pacific FC is not my fifth spot team. They just got passed by Halifax Wanderers. I feel like Halifax Wanderers has improved. They are in the fifth spot. They're still in the playoff spots for me. Pacific FC moves down to sixth spot. I feel like seventh spot is really going to be a question. It's just going to be a question for Valor FC and for Vancouver FC. And I feel like, to me, Vancouver FC takes the seventh spot. Valor FC has to take that seventh spot if they have improved during the season. That's really how Valor FC has to do, or even during the Canadian Championship. It really has to see how the season goes for the Canadian Premier League. And I'm hoping Valor FC improves for the upcoming season and see how Vancouver FC improves, and including, does Pacific FC still have it takes to make it in the playoffs and stay there? Halifax Wanderers, to me, they still have that competition to make it. Maybe we'll see some upsets that which team will not make in the playoffs. But Atletico Ottawa, to me, that they did not make to the playoffs last season. But right now, you see the rosters for them. It's big. They have a great key players in the roster. Blue Tabo's back. To be honest, no questionnaire that no one's going to put Atletico Ottawa in the bottom three that are not going to make the playoffs. But if we see these upsets, if Forge FC doesn't make it, Calgary FC doesn't make it, or Atletico Ottawa does not make the playoffs, I feel like those are one of the hugest, biggest upsets of it. And Those are the three. Those are the three teams to look at will be the upsets that doesn't make the playoffs. Pacific FC won't be really an upset to me at the upcoming season. But York United, I feel like York United would think it would be an upset to not make the playoffs. But you look at these previous seasons, they didn't make the playoffs. They've only appeared once. This is their, and last season, second time. I feel like what they want is still make the playoffs. And as noticed, feel like Vancouver FC wants to be in there in fifth spot, and Valor FC still wants to be that fifth spot team. As noticed, they've almost made that playoff spot, and I feel like hoping this competition for this upcoming season in 2024 season for the Canadian Premier League will be a good competition. And that's full time for the Red Leaf Park. I'm your host, Jacob, subbing out.